Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live back here at home at beautiful TD Ballpark getting set for game one of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays are back at home after a series split in Tampa against the Tarpons this past week, now taking on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles for the first time in this second half and for the first time in about 2 months. After it seemed like we were facing them every other week, we took a pretty long stretch away from each other, and now these two teams collide here again at TD Ballpark. Taking a quick look at the standings before we get started tonight, starting in the East, as always, the Jupiter Hammerheads lead that division with an under 500 record. The Hammerheads are 14-16, a full game up on the 12-16 Palm Beach Cardinals. The Daytona Tortugas are in third place, 11-17, two games back, and the St. Lucie Mets are in last at 9-21, five games back of Jupiter. And in the West, we still have a three-way tie for first place. The Bradenton Marauders, Clearwater Threshers, and Lakeland Flying Tigers are all 21-9. The Clearwater Threshers have already clinched their spot, so right now, Bradenton and Lakeland are fighting it out for that second spot in the playoffs. Tampa, the Tarpons, they take up fourth place. They're 15-15, six games back. And your Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are both tied for last. Also tied for fifth place, if you want to give us a little bit more credit, at 12-18, a full nine games back of first place. And now we'll get into tonight. Jose Olivares makes the start for the Mighty Muscles, his 15th start and 16th appearance on the year. This season, the 20-year-old out of Venezuela is 2-3 with a 6.27 ERA. After a hot start to the year, pitching to a 2.31 ERA in his first three starts, he has struggled ever since. It's the third time he's facing Dunedin this year, and the Blue Jays have gotten to him each of the two times they have taken him on. Five innings pitched, seven hits, three runs all earned on May 3rd in Fort Myers at Heyman Stadium for his first loss of the year. And then on May 28th, back here at TD Ballpark, the last time we faced off against these Mighty Muscles, he went 3 2/3, giving up six hits, seven runs, all earned, including three home runs. Since then, it hasn't been much better for Olivares, but he's coming off his best month since that month of April, pitching to a 5.28 ERA, giving up nine runs, all earned, in 15 1/3 over the month of July. And for your Blue Jays, Irv Carter makes his 10th start and 12th appearance of the year. 20-year-old out of Freehold, New Jersey, former fifth-round pick back in 2021, has struggled as of late. He was coming off his best month of June, pitching to a 1.84 ERA across 14 2/3 innings. But in the month of July, things were not kind to him. 24 runs, 19 earned across just 11 2/3 innings of work, and his last time out against Lakeland, he did not pitch last week in Tampa, but he did pitch on Sunday, the final game of the Flying Tiger series. He gave up eight runs all earned with four homers against, but three of them came off the bat at under 91 miles an hour, with wind blowing way out to left field at over 16 miles an hour for the entirety of the ballgame. Looking for Irv, who is going to be debuting a couple new pitches tonight, trying to get some more movement on his fast stuff. He told me he's going to be featuring a two-seamer and a cutter this evening. Can't wait to see how that works out for him as he tries to get back on the right side of things. And now that we've talked about the pitchers, let's take a look at a couple of roster moves. For the Blue Jays, right-handed pitcher Pat Gallagher has been promoted to High A Vancouver after his excellent month of July, pitching to a 1.40 ERA across over 19 innings of work. Well-deserved for Pat. He can't be happier for him, and we wish him the best of luck. And then taking his spot on the roster, left-handed pitcher J.J. Sanchez has been activated on the Dunedin roster. The 9-drafted free agent is now making his professional debut this week, and he is available tonight out of the bullpen. And now for the lineups, first for the visiting Mighty Muscles, managed by acting manager Raiden Sierra. Batting first in left field, Hernan Perez, the Major League rehabber. Batting second at shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. Batting third, the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth at second base, Luke Keyshaw. Batting fifth in right field, Carson McCusker. Batting sixth, the DH, Rafael Cruz. Batting seventh at first base, Gregory Duran. Batting eighth at third base, Jay Harry. And rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth in center field, Dylan Noisy. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Betting first, the shortstop, Nick Goodwin. Betting second, at second, Manuel Beltre. Betting third, at third, Tucker Thoman. Betting fourth, in left field, Roque Salinas. Betting fifth, at first base, Brennan Orff. Betting sixth, the catcher, Edward Duran. Betting seventh, the DH, Bryce Arnold. Betting eighth, in right field, J.C. Masson. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, betting ninth, in center field, Jaden Rudd. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here back at home at beautiful TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, getting set for game one of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Irving Carter is on the bump for your Blue Jays this evening, making his 10th start of the year, 12th total appearance. On the year, he's had a rough go about it, an 0-7 record with an 8.47 ERA. He had a really tough month of July after a really nice month of June. And he's looking to get back on the right side of things here tonight, making his Tuesday debut, typically the Sunday starter. He'll start off against a Major League rehabber, Hernan Perez, leading things off for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Perez, Danny DeAndrade, and Ricardo Olivar, the top three in the Fort Myers order, due up in this half inning. It'll be a righty-righty matchup for at least the first six. Then back-to-back lefties, followed by another righty in that top nine. Carter, starting off out of the stretch. The righty comes set. Kicks fires first pitch, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:34 here at TD Ballpark. That one missed for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. Irv, the 20-year-old out of Freehold, New Jersey. Former fifth-round pick. Kicks fires that one on the outside corner for a strike. Now 1-1. This is an all-ABS game. Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire, will be indicating the balls and the strikes. Umpire on the bases is Tyler Green. Second time we're having them in a series. First time they've been here at TD Ballpark. That one down low. Two balls and a strike to Perez, batting 200 in his time here with the Mighty Muscles. Carter kick steals the 2-1 pitch. That one popped up back and out of play. Now 2-2. Wind's blowing dead out towards left field, left center field. It'll give the righties in these orders a little bit of extra power, which we saw against Irv last time he was out. Now in a chopper foul out ahead of that slider. Got the end of the bat on it, and the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Carter comes set again. Righty kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Slider yanked it a little bit too much. Now a full count to the first batter of the game. Perez, the 10-year major leaguer, has played parts of 10 seasons with Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, Washington. Now he's with the Twins organization. 3-2, that one inside. It's going to be a leadoff walk issued to Hernan Perez. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and J.C. Masson. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Nick Goodwin making his season debut at shortstop, Manuel Beltre at second base, and Brendan Orff at first with Edouard Duran behind the dish. Leadoff walk to Hernan Perez. First pitch to Danny DeAndrade, lifted to right center field. Out there is Masson. It's going to get by him to the wall, picked up by Rudd. Throw's going to be to the infield, and they're going to stop the runner at third. A double by Danny DeAndrade on the first pitch of the at-bat. It's going to put runners on second and third, and nobody out here in this top half of the first inning.
Catcher number 24, Ricardo Olivar.
Now, Ricardo Olivar, the catcher for Fort Myers. On the year, batting 267, 8 home runs, 38 RBIs. Olivar playing in his 72nd game of the year. He's been with the Mighty Muscles all season long. First pitch, a slider, gets it over for a strike. 0-1 to start off Olivar. Irv in a bit of trouble here in this top half of the first inning. Runners in scoring position, second and third, nobody out. The infield playing in their normal depth, not coming in. The 0-1, now in a chopper foul, went right back with a slider, and now it's an 0-2 count to Olivar. Luke Keyshaw, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Fort Myers wearing their purple jerseys, gray pants, Blue Jays wearing all white. No balls, two strikes. A strikeout would be huge for Irv to get the first out of the inning. And the pitch, slider low and outside, bounced in front of Duran. He's able to keep it in front. Check swing by Olivar, but he's able to hold the bat in time. One ball, two strikes. Irv comes set. And the pitch. In the air, in the infield. Manuel Beltre, rather. Nick Goodwin calling for it. He'll settle, make the grab. Big first out there for Carter. So used to saying Manuel Beltre out there at shortstop. But seventh rounder out of Kansas State making his first start at shortstop here tonight. Luke Kieschel now stepping in. A lot of new faces among both of these squads. With the latest draft class now leaking their way into the rotations. Righty-righty matchup again. Kieschel. First pitch. That one missed. Taking for a ball 1-0. He's making his single-A debut. He played in 3 games in the Complex League. Now getting the call up after going 1-for-7 with a couple walks, a couple Ks, a couple stolen bases. That one in the air towards center. Jaden Rugg getting a head start coming in. He makes the grab, and there goes Perez. Throw to the plate is online, and it's not in time. Sacrifice fly by Luke Kieschel in his first single A at bat. He drives in his first RBI. That puts Fort Myers on the board. Jaden does have a cannon out there in center field, but it was hit just a little bit too far. Now Carson McCusker, the right fielder, stepping in. Sack fly RBI for Luke Kieschel. Now McCusker with the runner still at second base. First pitch, that one just missed the outside corner. 1-0 to start him off. The run does come in to score, but a good chance for Irv here to limit the damage in this first inning to just the one run. Now two down with a runner at second. Irv checks the runner, now comes set. Kicks, fires, there he goes to third. Throw down to third by Duran is going to be in the dirt. It was scooped by Tucker Toman, but he couldn't apply the tag. And into third safely goes Danny D'Andrade. D'Andrade with his 9th stolen bag of the year, now 9 of 10. And that one in there for a strike. 2-1 now the count. McCusker, 7 home runs in just 24 games played for Fort Myers. A .295 batting average. That one low and inside. Now a 3-1 count to a dangerous hitter. .25 years old. He was drafted out of high school by Milwaukee Brewers back in 2017. Opted to go to college as he fouls that one to the top half of the screen. Now a 3-2 count, 2 down. A chance for Irv to get out of this inning. Signed with the Twins org back on June 29th, was immediately assigned to Fort Myers. Now the 3-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. Slider low and outside. He couldn't get the chase. That's going to keep the inning going. Putting runners on the corners. 2 down for Rafael Cruz, the DH. Keeps the inning going, but with how hot McCusker has been, it's not a bad result. You don't mind putting him aboard when he's been hitting as well as he has been. First and third, 2 down for Cruz, batting .187 on the year. First pitch, that one just missed the outside corner. Irv debuting a cutter and a two-seamer here today. Trying to get some extra movement on those high velo pitches. The 1-0. That one, a line shot. That's going to be over Nick Goodwin's head and into left field. RBI single for Rafael Cruz, his 31st RBI of the season. And that doubles Fort Myers' lead now 2-0. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for Dunedin. Mound visit here in this first inning. Carter with two outs. Runners at first and second. A 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Now Gregory Duran, the first baseman, is going to step in. The first lefty Irv will face tonight. On the year, Duran batting .243, three home runs and 18 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup. Irv out of the stretch. Looking into Edward Duran, Blue Jays catcher. He comes set, kicks, fires. Ground ball right side, foul. 0-1 to start off Gregory Duran. .243 average, three home runs, 18 RBIs for Gregory Duran, the first baseman. First time seeing him this year. 20 years old, out of the DR. That one just missed the inside corner. Got called up a little over a month and a half ago on June 9th. That one in the air left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Now a 1-2 count to Duran. Playing in his 35th game of the year. Irv trying to get out of this inning with just the two runs allowed. One ball, two strikes. Carter comes set, kick steals the 1-2. That one low. Just having trouble getting the chase at the moment. Especially on that slider. 2-2, the count evens up. Two pitch. That one fouled off. Duran stays alive. Carter about to throw his 28th pitch of the night. Irv comes set. The 2-2. That one inside. Another slider, now another 3-2 count. Third one of this inning. Three balls, two strikes. Two gone here in this top of the first. The pitch, that one upstairs, ball four. That's going to load up the bases now for Fort Myers. Three walks and two hits for Fort Myers. This is the eighth batter of the inning now, Jay Harry. Righty-lefty matchup again. Carter kicks, fires. First pitch is inside for a ball 1-0. Jay Harry making his single-A debut here tonight. Sixth-round draft pick by the Twins earlier in the month of July. That one a chopper right side that's going to be picked up by Orff. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that will end the inning. Two runs scored on two hits, three walks issued by Carter, but he's able to leave the bases loaded and keep the damage to pretty much a minimum. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-0. Fort Myers leads.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold.
Shout it messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop, go to hold out.
We're back here, bottom half of the first inning. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Shortstop, seventh-round pick out of Kansas State, making his TD ballpark debut. On the bump for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles is the right-hander, number 25, Jose Olivares, making his 15th start, 16th appearance of the year. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Goodwin. Goodwin playing in his third game, 1-for-8 at the plate so far. Righty kicks, fires, that one in there. Fastball at 94. Taken for a strike, 1-1 the count. Goodwin, one of the now seven new players from this 2023 draft class. That one lifted up and over the netting right side. 1-2 now the count. 21 years old out of Kansas City, Missouri. 3-year starter at Kansas State. Out of the windup, Olivares, the 1-2 pitch. That one up above the zone. Tried to drop in the curveball, but couldn't get it to drop enough. Count evens up again, 2-2. Goodwin, Beltre, and Toman. Top three in the order. Due up in this half inning to face Olivares. The righty out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch again. Fouled off again, right side. Goodwin getting a piece of that fastball. 2-2, the count stays. Out of the windup, Olivares. 2-2 again. Caught in a miss. Down swinging on that slider goes Goodwin. Strikeout number one, out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Mighty Muscles. In the outfield left to right, Hernan Perez, Dylan Noisy, and Carson McCusker. Along that infield, third to first, Jay Harris at third, Danny D'Andrade at shortstop, Luke Keyshaw at second base, and Gregory Duran at first with Ricardo Olivar behind the dish. One up, one down. Beltre, first pitch he'll see is the curveball. That one did not drop enough. 1-0 to start him off. Beltre on the year batting 240, four home runs, 29 RBIs. That one lifted right side up and out of play, evens it up 1-1. Beltre spent all year here in Dunedin, apart from about a 2-week stretch on the IL. Now the 1-1. That one lifted towards left. Going back is Perez, but not too far. He'll settle and make the grab for out number two. That's going to bring up the switch hitting third baseman, Tucker Toman. Tucker playing in his 85th game of the year. Far cry from what he did last year when he was still a high school ball player. About triple the amount of games played in this season already. There's still quite a few left. First pitch, caught and a miss at that fastball. 0-1 to start off Toman. On the year batting 225. Five home runs, 38 RBIs. He's the active team leader in both of those categories. That one sent high in the air towards right center. Medium depth, though. He got a good piece of it just underneath. And making the grab is Carson McCusker for out number three. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Souvenirs, there's no
time. I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I get the
cup. We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Dylan Noisy's going to lead things off for Fort Myers here in this second inning. 9-1-2 due up. Noisy, Perez, and DeAndrade. Carter back out for a second inning. First pitch off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Noisy. 31 pitches in the first inning for Irv. Looking to settle down and get on the right track here in his second inning of work. Righty kicks, fires. That one in the air towards right. First step was back, but now coming back in is J.C. Masson. He'll run it down and settle underneath. Makes the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Now Hernan Perez, who reached on a leadoff walk, coming around to score the first run on the sac fly RBI by Luke Keyshaw. 0 for 0. Second time up to the plate. Now Irv comes set. Righty kicks, fires. That one starts him off with a strike. Slider at the knees. 0-1 to start off Perez. Irv kicks, deals. Caught and a miss. Another slider. Got him to chase after that one a little bit lower. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Time called here in this AB by Perez. Now he digs back in. Now the 0-2 pitch. That one, the fastball off the plate. 1-2 the count. Perez signed with the Twins as a on a minor league contract, and then got assigned to the Twins about a month later. That one, a ground ball up the middle. One out, single for Perez. He just slapped it between second and short for a one out single. Now, Danny DeAndrade, the shortstop, stepping in with a runner on first and one away. It was a little bit low, and he went out and got it. Puts another base runner aboard. DeAndrade, who doubled the right center field in his first AB, came around and scored. Now up for the second time. First pitch, that one couldn't drop in the slider. 1-0 to start him off. That one just missed. Another slider just off the plate. 2-0 the count. Perez has spent the majority. Perez on first base. He spent the majority of the year, and that one's lifted towards right center again. Almost the same spot. Masson's out there on the track. He'll make the grab. DeAndrade almost back-to-back doubles in the right center field gap. Almost identical batted balls, but that one a little bit higher. And it gave Masson the chance to get up underneath and make the out number two. Now Ricardo Olivar, who popped out to short his only time up. 0-for-1 on the day. Runner on first, two down. Righty kicks, fires. That one a little above the zone. 1-0 to start off Olivar. The 1-0, there goes the runner. Throw down to second by Duran is not in time. Safe at second with a stolen bag is Hernan Perez. Puts himself in scoring position. It's a 1-1 count. That pitch was in there for a strike. stealing his way into scoring position. That one low and outside. Slider again. 2-1 the count. Irv comes set, kick steals. Now a ground ball left side. That's going to get past the diving glove of Nick Goodwin. They're going to wave the runner around third. Throw by Roques down the third base line. And Duran quickly out to it to keep the runner at first, but a run does come in to score.
Second baseman, number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
3-0 now, Fort Myers ahead here in this top half of the second inning. Luke Keyshaw up now for the second time. 0-for-0 with that sacrifice fly to bring in the game's first run. First pitch, that one lifted towards left. Over there is Roque. That's going to be off the wall. Extra bases for Keyshaw, and the runner's going to stop at third. Two-out double for Luke Keyshaw. His first single-A hit. Productive in both of his first two ABs here at this level. Now Carson McCusker stepping in for the second time. Olivar stopping at third base on the play. Righty-righty matchup. McCusker reached on a walk his first time on a full count. First pitch, the slider just missed. 1-0 to start him off. Now the 1-0, did he go around? And it's in there anyway, no matter. Slider, he tried to check his swing, but it caught that low outside corner of the zone. A ball and a strike. The 1-1. That one a little low. Change up, missed. 2-1 the count. Checked his swing at that one again. Chopper left side, that's going to be foul. Picked up by the third base coach, Luis Reyes. 2-2 the count to McCusker. McCusker listed at 6'8", 250. 25-year-old outfielder out of Sparks, Nevada. That one missed with a slider, couldn't get him to chase. 3-2 the count. Full count, two down. Payoff pitch, cut and a miss. Down swinging on the slider, and that'll end the inning. First strikeout for Irv. He limits the damage to one. Now a 3-0 ball game. Bottom of the second coming up here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like I can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could.
touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. And I'm afraid that...
We're back here. Bottom half of the second. 3-0 ball game. Fort Myers in the lead. Jose Olivares back out for a second inning worth of work. Roque Salinas leading things off. The righty kicks, fires first pitch. He is in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Roque. 3 up, 3 down. First inning of work for Olivares. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Ground ball, right side, foul. Good hands there by George Carroll. Not the former NBA coach, George Carroll. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Roque. Second strikeout for Jose Olivares. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff.
Number 27, Brennan Orff.
Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Orff. Brennan, one of the 2023 draftees, now getting some play here at the single-A level. Playing in his fifth game, he's played the most out of anybody in the 2023 draft class for the Blue Jays. That one missed as well, 2-0. Caught and a miss there on the fastball, 2-1 the count. So far, 2 of 11 at the plate with an RBI. He's also drawn 6 walks. Now the 2-1 pitch, foul tip, stays in the mid of Olivar, now a 2-2 count. Edouard Duran, the catcher, waiting on deck. Out of the windup, 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right side, that's a fair ball and picked up by the first baseman, Gregory Duran. Somehow got the glove to that, he didn't go to ground. I thought for sure that was going to make it all the way down the line. But he takes it himself, steps on the bag, and that's out number two. Now, Edouard Duran stepping in. On the year, batting 391. And his first real run here at the single-A level. First pitch skips way in front of the plate. So far, 9 of 23 at the plate for Duran. A home run, 6 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Olivares, the 1-0. Caught and a miss out in front of that off-speed. Now 1-1. Fastball comes in between 93-95 for Olivares. The 1-1 pitch, that one in the air, in on the hand, shallow center field. Luke Keyshaw, the second baseman, out, settles, makes the grab, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 in back-to-back innings for Jose Olivares. We'll head to the third here at TD Ballpark. 3-0, Fort Myers leads.
We'll be right back.
We're back here in the top of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 6-7-8 hitters due up in this half inning. Cruz, Duran, and Harry. 3-0 ball game. Fort Myers leading. Irv Carter back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch cut and a miss. I think that was the cutter. 0-1 to start off Cruz. RBI single in the first inning. 1-for-1 on the day, up for the second time. Carter kicks, fires the 0-1. Caught and a miss. There on the slider, now 0-2 the count. Quickly down in the hole, Cruz digs back in. The 0-2. That one skips. Non-competitive slider, he yanked it a little bit. 1-2. Irv still looking for his first clean inning. Two runs in the first, one in the second. Looking to settle into this ballgame. Now the 1-2. That one inside. Another slider, and he lost the grip on it. Already at 55 pitches, Carter is. Now he comes set, 2-2. Up and in, now a full count. Had him down 0-2, now 3-2, the count's full. Three balls, two strikes. First batter of the inning. And the pitch, caught and a miss. Looked like the cutter again. Throw down to third to Tucker Tillman by Duran. Got lost in the sun, makes it all the way out to left field. That's out number one of this third inning. Strikeout number two for Irv. That'll bring up the first baseman, Gregory Duran. Back-to-back lefties due up. Duran, who reached on a walk, his only time up. First pitch, that one a foul tip, right side. 0-1 to start him off. Reached on a walk on a full count. All three of Carter's walks have been on full counts. Now the 0-1, and he lost his balance as he went to pitch. I think the back of his cleat got caught on the clay, and it's going to end up being a pitch clock violation charge to Irv. So because the pitch was not thrown, it is deemed a violation despite him losing the balance. Now he comes set, the 1-1. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up at second by Beltre. Throw to first in time for the out. Two up, two down.
Third baseman, number one, Jay Harry.
Now Jay Harry, who grounded out to first to end that first inning. Stepping in for the second time, 0-for-1. Righty-lefty matchup again. Carter comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a little bit low. 1-0 to start it off. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in the pen. Irv's pitch count right now at 60. 1-0. That one in there on the outside corner. Evens it up 1-1. One pitch, that one low. Popped off the mitt of Duran. Now a 2-1 count to Harry. That is Davis Feldman getting loose in the pen. 2-1 pitch, that one a little bit off the plate. 3-1 now the count. Wind has effectively died here at TD Ballpark. Flags aren't moving. 3-2, 3-1 pitch misses up and out. Two out walk sees this inning continue. Now the 9-hole hitter, Dylan Noisy.
Now batting number 9, Dylan Noisy.
Fourth walk of the night issued by Irv Carter. Runner on first, two down. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one misses low and out. That one skips, gets back to the backstop. That's going to see Jay Harry move over to second base now in scoring position. That slider. Irv's missed a lot with it. Doesn't look overly comfortable throwing it right now. 2-0, he comes set. And the pitch, that one up and in. A 3-0 count to Noisy. That one misses. A 4-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks. Now top of the order, Hernan Perez stepping in. Feldman still out there getting loose in the pen. Blue Jays trying to give Irv the chance to get through this third inning. First pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Tyler Green says that Perez did not go all the way around. 1-0 to start off Perez. Runners on first and second. Two down here in this third. And the pitch. In the air, right side. That might stay in play. Over towards the dugout, and that will drift. Bounces in the first row of seats right behind the Blue Jays dugout. It's going to be a 1-1 count to Perez. One and one, the pitch. Caught and a miss. I think that might have been the two-seamer there by Carter. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, that one inside. Evens count back up, 2-2 to Perez. Single and a walk, two runs scored on the day for Perez already. Irv, this will be his 73rd pitch of the night. Kicks, fires. That one a little low, 3-2. Seventh three-ball count of the night for Carter. Trying to get through three. That pitch count getting pretty far up there. 3-2 pitch. That one just missed. That's going to load up the bags for Fort Myers, and that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Just missing on that 3-2 slider. Couldn't catch that outside corner. And three straight walks As the base is loaded, two down here in this third inning. The Blue Jays are going to go to the bullpen here for Davis Feldman. That'll do it for Irv. 2 2/3, 3 runs given up, and he leaves the bases loaded. We'll continue on this third inning when we return. Feldman coming into this ballgame. We'll talk about more about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the third. Two down, bases loaded. Davis Feldman now into this ballgame. Entering for the ninth time. His sixth in relief. 23 2/3 so far this year. 2-3 record with a 6.08 ERA. First batter he'll face is Danny DeAndrade, trying to keep this a scoreless inning. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off DeAndrade. 1-for-2 on the day. Double into right center field. Fly out to right. Also a run scored with a stolen bag. Bases loaded, two down. All three runners. The responsibility of Irv. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Feldman out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks, fires. The pitch. That one lifted left side. Well, foul. Staying alive is DeAndrade. So we'll try that again. An 0-2 count, two down. Feldman, the 25-year-old out of Warren, Michigan. Signed out of Indy Ball. That one fouled off right side. DeAndrade stays alive again. Signed with the Blue Jays on June 5th. Was assigned to Dunedin on June 6th. And pitched 3 innings at Bradenton the first time we went to Lecom Park. Now the 0-2. Now on a foul tip straight down and back. DeAndrade stays alive again. Feldman trying to put him away, but 3 straight foul balls by DeAndrade. Keeps it at an 0-2 count. The 0-2 again. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes DeAndrade. Feldman comes in, leaves the bases loaded. And we'll head to the bottom half of the third. 3-0, Fort Myers leading after 2.5. We're back here. Bottom half of the third. Bryce Arnold's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Bottom third of the order due up. Arnold, Massone, and Rudd. Jose Olivares back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Bryce Arnold. Righty-righty matchup. Olivares. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. Now 0-2 quickly to Arnold. Back-to-back three-up, three-down innings for Jose Olivares. Took him just 22 pitches. Pretty efficient so far by the righty. The 0-2 pitch. That one lifted towards left. Staying right where he is Hernan Perez. He makes the grab just a step in. That'll be out number one. Lefty-righty matchup, J.C. Massone stepping in for the first time tonight. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one up and out for a ball, 1-0. Massone on the year batting 200, a home run, 14 RBIs. That one in there. Gets it for a strike, 1-1 the count. Massone playing in his 36th game of the year. That one a little bit low. 2-1 the count. The vast majority of his starts have been in right field. A couple DH games. Right field, the only defensive position he's played this year. The 2-1. That one low and inside. That one bounced off the leg of Isabella Robb. Home plate umpire. Massone had to get out of the way of it. 3-1 the count. Out of the windup, the righty. 3-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Now a full count. Massone, the 200 batting average, but a 336 OBP. And just like his French-Canadian teammate Nick Deschamps, both very good at working counts and drawing walks. They're not afraid to take the walk at all. Olivares shakes off the first pitch now, starts the windup. Full count pitch, ground ball left side, that's going to be picked up by Harry. Throw cross is in the dirt, but scooped on the hop by Gregory Duran, and that's going to be out number two.
Center fielder, number three, Jaden.
That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd. Bottom of the order, 206 average, two home runs, 28 RBIs. Blue Jays looking to use him as a second leadoff guy. Eight up, eight down so far for Olivares. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. 1-0. That was the first full count of the game for Olivares. Been able to get outs on the first couple of pitches and most of his ABs against so far. 2-0, that one missed upstairs. Another righty-lefty matchup. Olivares kick steals the 2-0. Upstairs, now a 3-0 count. See if Jaden's got the green light. The pitch, that one right down the middle. He did not have the green light. It's 3-1. Three-one pitch, caught and a miss. Now right back in the count is Olivares. Back-to-back full counts. This will be his 37th pitch of the night. Olivares looking in, starts the windup, and the payoff pitch, caught and a miss. He gets all the way back in the count, gets the K. Three up, three down. Go the Blue Jays for the third inning in a row. 9 up, 9 down for Olivares so far. We'll head on to the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. 3-0, Fort Myers leads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window, let's end this like we should.
We're back here, top of the fourth. Ricardo Olivar is going to lead things off for Fort Myers. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Olivar, Keyshaw, and McCusker. Feldman back out after getting the final out of that third inning in relief of Irv Carter to leave the bases loaded. First pitch misses down low for a ball, 1-0 to start off Olivar. Got the strikeout of Danny DeAndrade on the sixth pitch of the at-bat on an 0-2 count. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there at the knees, now 1-1. Olivar 1-for-2 on the day. RBI single his last time up. The 1-1 pitch, that one just below the zone. Change up dipped a little bit too far. 2-1 the count. Ground ball left side. That's a fair ball. Toman lost it in the sun. Toman, as he started backing up, the sun peaked its way over the roofing on the right side of the stadium.
Number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
That's going to go down as an infield single for Fort Myers. Leadoff infield single for Ricardo Olivar, second hit of the night. That's going to bring up Luke Keyshaw. Off the bat, you think that's an easy put out. First pitch fouled off the left foot of Edward Duran. It's 0-1 to start him off. Feldman comes set, kicks fires the 0-1, that one in the air right side, that's going to get up and out of play, now an 0-2 count. Feldman going right after these Fort Myers hitters, another 0-2 count. 12 pitches, 10 have been in the zone. Feldman taking his time. Kicks, fires the 0-2. That one a little up high. One ball, two strikes. A runner on first, nobody out. The pitch, cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Keyshaw. Strikeout number 2 for Feldman. That'll bring up Carson McCusker.
Right fielder, number 44, Carson McCusker.
Both outs for Feldman via the K. Now McCusker stepping in for the third time already. 0-1 with a strikeout himself, also reached on a walk. First pitch, caught and a miss. Nice slider. Actually, looks like a curveball more so for Feldman. 0-1 to start it off. Righty-righty matchup. Feldman comes set. The 0-1. Curveball, couldn't get it on the outside corner. Just missing. 1-1 the count. McCusker a little bit more ready after completely being off balance on that first swing of the curveball. Now the 1-1. That one in there. Changeup low inside corner. 1-2 the count to McCusker. Low inside changeup, a very gutsy pitch for Feldman. If you miss at all, that could be sent a mile. Now the 1-2. That one chopped into the dugout, and that one bounces out. All the way back to the plate. What an odd bounce that took. One ball, two strikes. One on, one away. Feldman. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes McCusker. Third strikeout for Feldman. That's going to bring up Rafael Cruz.
Designated hitter, number 11, Rafael Cruz.
Cruz, the DH, up for the third time. 1-2. An RBI single back in the first inning. First pitch, that one a little bit low. 1-0 to start it off. Back-to-back Ks for Feldman. That one in the air towards shallow right field. Out there is Beltre. Now Masson's going to run in, call him off. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the inning. Lead-off infield single. But three straight outs recorded by Feldman to strand him at first. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 3-0, Mighty Muscles lead. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. 3-0 ball game. Fort Myers leading. Nick Goodwin coming up for the second time. 9-up, 9-down so far in this outing for Jose Olivares. About as good of a first three innings as you can get. Cutting a miss on that first pitch, 0-1 to start off Goodwin. Righty-righty matchup to start it off. Goodwin, Beltran, Tillman, the top three back up in this half inning. Now in a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be backhanded, picked up by Keyshaw. Throw to first is offline. And into first is Goodwin. First base runner of the game for Dunedin. We'll see how that's ruled. Keyshaw had a pretty good chance. The throw took Duran off the bag. We'll see if they rule that a single or an error. Now Beltre stepping in for the second time. Either way, the Blue Jays have a base runner for the first time tonight. Olivares working out of the stretch for the first time, and that's going to go down as an E4. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Beltre. So Dunedin still without a hit so far here in this fourth inning after it's ruled an E4 on Luke Keyshaw. The 0-1, that one low and outside, evens it up 1-1. Goodwin aboard for just the second time this year, playing in his third game. The 1-1, check in his swing, that one off the plate. 2-1 the count. Olivares, the 2-1 pitch. In the air, right side. Might stay in play in foul territory, and that will get up and out of play. Just over the netting, and now 2-2 count to Beltre. Two balls, two strikes. Goodwin over there at first base, taking his lead. Olivares. 2-2 pitch. That one in the air towards shallow right center. Out there's the second baseman, Keyshaw. He'll settle and make the grab. That'll be out number one. That's going to bring up Tucker Tillman. Up for the second time. He flew out to right field his only time up. Batting from the left side again against the righty. 1-1, one away. Olivares comes set, kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Olivar. Kept it close enough to keep Goodwin at first. It's going to be a 1-0 count to Tillman. Olivares. Kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Keyshaw. Flips it over to second for one and first. Not in time. Gets the force at second, but that's all they'll get. Now two down for Roque Salinas. Tillman reaching on the fielder's choice. Now Roque stepping in for the second time. Another righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Roque. In the air, left side. Over towards the Fort Myers dugout. Out there is the third baseman, Jay Harry, and that's going to get just over the netting. One and one. The count to Roque Salinas. Actually, 0-1 the count to Roque. That first pitch foul ball. It's a 1-1 count on the scoreboard, but it's actually 0-1. That one, a line shot foul ball. Out of the reach of Duran. Smoked down the line by Roque, but just foul. So now an 0-2 count to Salinas. Unless they called a pitch clock violation that I'm not aware of. Because the count still says 1-2 on the scoreboard. Righty kicks, fires. Foul tip. Staying alive there is Roque. Just getting a piece of it. No balls, two strikes. Actually, it is one and two. The pitch in the air, left side. I'm confused about the count. It says one and two on game day. They have a ball listed, but everything that has popped up around the zone is red for a strike. So I'm not really sure what the count is. Checks his swing of that one up and out. So we'll go with it. Two and two. Runner on first, two down. Olivares kicks, fires. There goes the runner. That one gets back to the backstop. Toman slides into second, but that popped well away from Olivar. I don't think there's a chance of him getting to third. But he's into second, now scoring position safely. It's going to be Tucker's fifth stolen bag of the year. Chance for the Blue Jays to get one back. Down 3-0. Still without a hit. Olivares comes set. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave around Toman on his way to the plate. Throw by Carson McCusker to the plate. It's not going to be in time. And Roque, with heads-up base running, makes it into second. Nobody was there to cut it off. Roque recognized that immediately. Never stopped hustling around the first base bag. He replaces Toman over at second base. The Blue Jays are on the board here in the fourth inning. First hit of the night for Dunedin brings in a run. Roque was 33rd RBI of the year. Now Brennan Orff stepping in for the second time. First pitch to him. That one upstairs for a ball. Grounded out to first on a really nice pick by Gregory Duran. Caught in a miss there on the fastball. Now 1-1. It'll end up going down as an unearned run against Olivares, as will anything else that comes in this inning. That one in there. Nice curveball there by Olivares. Now a 1-2 count to Orff. One ball, two strikes. Olivares kicks, fires. That one missed. Changeup just drifted off the plate. 2-2 the count. Good take there by Orff. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs, 3-2. Back-to-back full counts. With two down here in this bottom half of the fourth inning. Chance for the Blue Jays to bring it to within one. And the payoff pitch. Chopper up the middle. Charging in is the shortstop, Andrade. Throw to first is in time. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays get a hit and a run in this inning. Make it a 3-1 ball game. We're on to the top of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Fort Myers leads.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans. choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Gregory Duran's going to lead things off. Bottom third of the order due up for Fort Myers. Duran, Harry, and Noisy. First pitch by Davis Feldman. Cut at and missed. Change up. He was out in front. 0-1 to start him off. Duran 0-1 on the day. Walked his first time up. Ground out to second the last time. Feldman pitching out of the stretch. Kicks, fires the 0-1. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Edward Duran. Now 0-2. Quickly down in a hole. Another Fort Myers batter that Feldman's going right after. 0-2 pitch. Chopper right side. Picked up by Orff. Covering over the bag is Feldman for the 3-1 put out. That's one up, one down. Second full inning worth of work for Feldman. After entering the game with two outs in the third. Jay Harry, the third baseman, stepping in now for the third time himself. He's 0-1. First pitch. Chopper right side again. This time picked up by Beltre. Throw to first in time for the out. Two up, two down on just four pitches.
Now batting number nine, Dylan Noisy.
Two quick outs. Bases empty for Dylan Noisy. 0-1 himself with a walk. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Noisy. I think that might be the first pitch ball that Feldman has thrown. Righty kicks, fires the 1-0. That one in the air towards right center. Charging back is Masson. Over towards the track, it's going to bounce right off the warning track and onto the wall. Extra bases for Noisy. He's going to stop at second base with a two-out double.
Left fielder, number 19, Hernan Perez.
Third extra base hit of the game for Fort Myers. All three have been doubles. One by DeAndrade, one by Keyshaw, and now one by Noisy. It extends the inning, puts a runner in scoring position for Hernan Perez. Minor league rehabber from AAA St. Paul. First pitch, that one just missed the outside corner. 1-0 to start it off. 1-1 on the day with two walks and two runs scored. Now a chance to add an RBI onto that with the runner in scoring position. Feldman kicks, fires the 1-0. That one can't drop into the zone. 2-0 the count. Feldman trying to keep his line scoreless. The 2-0. That one misses as well. All three have been right around the zone. Just can't catch him. Feldman comes set. The 3-0 pitch. That one in there. Perez. Never swinging to that one. Fastball right down the middle. 3-1 the count. Danny D'Andrade, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Wind's picked up here again a little bit. Still blowing out towards left center. Now Feldman steps off in the direction of second, but no throw. Three and one, he comes set. The pitch. Now a tapper right side, and that'll drift foul. Right off the end of the bat, it started in fair territory, about a foot inside on that first base line before the spin took it and rolled it onto the foul grass in the infield. 3-2 the count. Full count, two down. Runner on second here in this top of the fifth inning. Feldman comes set. And the payoff pitch. And that one popped in and out of the mid of Duran. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Perez. I think he thinks he got a piece of it. It didn't sound like it. He goes down swinging, and that'll end the inning. Feldman keeps his scoreless streak alive. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Fort Myers leads. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Edouard Duran's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 0-1 on the day. Jose Olivares back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Trying to qualify for a potential win. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one in the air, in the infield, right there by the plate. Olivares off the mound's looking for it. Now the third baseman, Jay Harry, calls him off at the last second, makes the grab. That'll be one pitch, one out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Bryce Arnold. Tonight's DH up for the second time. Righty-righty matchup. Olivares shakes off the first pitch. Now starts the windup. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Full out to left field is only time up. That one up and in. One and one out of the windup, the pitch. That one drops, not all the way in there. A little above the zone, curveball couldn't fall enough. 2-1 the count. Bryce Arnold playing in his fourth game. 2-1 pitch. That one, a ground ball left side. That's going to be gloved by De Andrade. Throw across is in time for the 6-3 putout. That's going to bring up J.C. Massoni. Grounded out to third, his only time up. Righty-lefty matchup. Out of the windup, first pitch by Olivares. Checks his swing at that one in the dirt. 1-0. That one lifted towards left center. That's going to be trouble. Gets in the gap, and it two hops the wall. Extra bases for Massone. He's going to stop at second. A two-out double for J.C. Massone puts a runner in scoring position, two down here in this fifth inning. Just the second hit of the game for Dunedin, and it's for extra bases. That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd. Chance to bring the Blue Jays to within one. Fourth double of the year for J.C. Now Jaden stepping in for another righty-lefty matchup. Great piece of hitting for J.C., sending that to the opposite gap and all the way to the wall. First pitch to Jaden, taken low and inside in the dirt. 1-0 to start him off. Olivares out of the stretch for just the second time tonight. That one inside for a ball. Now a 2-0 count. That's going to get Ricardo Olivar out from behind the plate. Catcher out to go talk to his pitcher. Gregory Duran's going to join him, as well as the entire Fort Myers infield, showing up a little bit late to the party, but still showing up. A 2-0 count to Jaden. Gets some rosin while he's waiting to apply to those gloveless hands. Now everybody's heading back to where they need to be. Jaden struck out swinging his last time up. That's actually the last strikeout that Olivares has recorded. Now Jaden digs back in. Olivares comes set, looks towards second. Now kicks, fires. That one low, a 3-0 count to Jaden. Top of the order, Nick Goodwin waiting on deck. Runner in scoring position, two gone here in this bottom half of the fifth inning. 70 pitches now on the night for Olivares. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there, catches the inside corner. Gets a strike on the board now, a 3-1 count to Jaden. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Got the fastball, but couldn't connect on it too well. Just getting a piece, 3-2, a full count. Full count, two down. Runner in scoring position here in the bottom half of the fifth. A 3-1 ball game. Olivares, payoff pitch, cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Jaden, second strikeout for him, fourth on the night for Olivares. Strands that runner at second base, and we'll head on to the sixth. 3-1, Fort Myers leading through five.
Put your hide. hit hard and fast, and I had that breath in. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man. The kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Danny D'Andrade, the shortstop, leading things off for Fort Myers in this half inning. First pitch cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays trailing by two after leaving that runner at scoring position to end the fifth inning. Olivares has pitched really well, just the one run so far. Now Feldman, who's also pitching really well out of the pen, in relief of Irv Carter. That one misses now. A 1-1 count. D'Andrade 1-for-3, up for the fourth time already. Three hits on seven runs, one error for Fort Myers, one run on two hits, no errors for Dunedin. That one catches the inside corner, a 1-2 count now to D'Andrade. Feldman, 4 Ks through 2 1/3. Just two hits given up. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. A nasty wipeout slider there by Feldman. Got D'Andrade all off balance. Fifth strikeout for Feldman. And that'll be out number one. And that's going to bring up Ricardo Olivar. 2-for-3 on the day with an RBI single in his second at bat. Reached on a leadoff infield single on a grounder over to third that Toman, when he backed up for it, couldn't really make a play as the sun blinded him. First pitch missing for a ball, 1-0. Now Feldman comes set, the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball left side, picked up backhanded by Goodwin. Throw across, a strong one and a scoop. At first by Brennan Orff. Two up, two down. Goodwin showing off the arm. A little bit low, but Brennan Orff able to bail him out on that scoop. Two up, two down after that 6-3 putout. Now Luke Keyshaw stepping in. One for two on the day with a sacrifice fly RBI back in the first inning. First pitch, that one just missed that outside corner. The curveball 1-0. Doubled in the second inning, got stranded there. That one low and outside. Another breaking ball, 2-0. Righty kicks, fires. That one a chopper foul left side. Makes it 2-1. Looking around the rest of the Florida State League at the moment, Lakeland with a 3-1 lead over Clearwater at BayCare Ballpark. They've also got the bases loaded after they've already scored two in this top half of the sixth inning. Tampa leading Bradenton at Leacom Park. Check swing, he went around 2-2 the count. Bradenton with the bases loaded themselves. Bottom of the fifth, down by five. It's the bottom of the sixth in Daytona. Tortugas leading the Mets 6-2. And then Jupiter and Palm Beach have already went final. 5-3, Palm Beach taking that ballgame. 2-2 pitch. That one up in the air. Check swing, foul ball. Keyshaw tried to hold up on that high fastball, but got a piece of it, and that one went up and over the netting, up and out of the stadium. 2-2, the count stays. Feldman looking for his first clean inning. And the 2-2. That one skips right behind the plate. That'll work the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two gone with the bases empty. Feldman, the payoff pitch. That one upstairs. Couldn't get him to chase the high heat. That'll extend the inning.
Right fielder, number
first walk of the night issued by Feldman. That'll bring up Carson McCusker. Righty-righty matchup. McCusker struck out swinging against Feldman in there. First battle at the plate. Now there goes the runner with a walking lead. No chance as Duran fires that throw to second. Pitch was up high. Absolutely no chance on that play. Keyshaw took two massive slide steps before Feldman had picked up that left leg. He was already about a third of the way over to second base before Feldman started his motion. Righty kicks, fires the 1-0. That one just missed. Just off the plate, a 2-0 count now to McCusker. Runner on second, two down here in this top half of the sixth inning. A two-out walk and then the stolen base by Luke Keyshaw as a runner in scoring position. 2-0 pitch. Foul tip back to the screen. Now a 2-1 count. Two balls, a strike, the pitch. Caught and a miss there on the slider. Count evens 2-2. Runner on second, two down. Righty comes set. Checks the runner at second. 2-2 pitch. That one in the air to right. That's going to fade out of play. Lands on top of the roof over the admin building. Not quite sure if that had the distance. It rolled down now onto the field of play. JC, who is jogging back out to his position, has to turn back and get that loose ball. So the count stays at 2-2. Now Feldman looks over towards second. 2-2 pitch. In the air, right side. That's going to come out and out of play. McCusker stays alive again, fouling off that high fastball. Still a 2-2 count. Feldman comes set. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate. Now full count. Couldn't get him to chase that slider off the plate outside. Feldman looks towards second, and the payoff pitch. That one in the dirt, and it gets back behind Edward Duran. It's going to be ball four, and advances Luke Keyshaw over to third. Back-to-back walks. A stolen base and a wild pitch. Moving the lead runner over to third. Now runners on the corners, two down. Corey Reardon's coming out of the dugout. Another mound visit for the Blue Jays. It's going to be Rafael Cruz, the DH. 1-for-3 on the day, an RBI single back in the first inning. Blue Jays trailing by 2. Feldman trying to keep it that way. trying to put up a fourth consecutive zero on the board for Fort Myers in the top half of these innings. Now Corey headed back to the dugout. The entire Blue Jays infield headed back to their positions. Rafael Cruz stepping in for the second time against Feldman. He flew out to right field his only time up. First pitch lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Oh, and one. Feldman comes set. Kick steals. Chopper left side, picked up by Toman. Long throw, it's going to bounce, and it's scooped by Orff. Able to hold on, and that's going to be out number three. Feldman leaves runners at the corners. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Still a 3-1 ball game.
Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah.
We're back here, bottom of the sixth. Jose Olivares back out for his sixth inning worth of work. There is a righty warming up the pen for Fort Myers. Out of the windup, the righty kicks fires first pitch to Nick Goodwin, taking inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Goodwin. 0-2 on the day. He did reach on an error back in the fourth inning. That one above the head. He ducks down 2-0. Just one unearned run charge to Olivares through five so far. On two hits, no walks, and four Ks. Caught and a miss there on the high heater. Now a 2-1 count. Looking to leave this ballgame in line for his third win of the year. The 2-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. That evens it up. Goodwin, Beltran, Toman, the top three due up in this half inning. Now for the third time. Out of the windup, the righty kicks fires. That one lifted towards left. That could be trouble. Running it down, though, is Perez. Off the bat at 99.3, but couldn't tuck it down the line far enough. Perez able to run it down for out number one. One up, one down. Now Manuel Beltre, 0-2 on the day. Fly ball to left field. And a pop out to second. Out of the windup, the righty kicks fires first pitch to Beltre. That one skips. 1-0 to start him off. Olivares kicks fires the 1-0. That one skips in front of the plate. Now a 2-0 count. both teams tonight trying to get out of last place in this West Division. Coming into tonight, tied in the standings at 12 and 18 apiece. That one lifted towards shallow center. Charging in is noisy, but he's going to have time. Runs it down for out number two. That's going to bring up Tucker Toman. He reached on a fielder's choice, officially 0 for 2, but he scored the first run, only run of the night for Dunedin so far. Now base is empty, two down. Batting from the left side here against Olivares. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Toman. Righty kicks, fires. That one inside. Evens up the count, 1-1. Despite the 9-game separation between the three teams tied for first place in this division and the two teams playing tonight, Fort Myers and Dunedin, there's still a ton of time left. Plenty of time to get back into the playoff race, including tonight, 36 games remaining. A lot can happen. We've seen a lot happen in the second half of Florida State League seasons already. That one off the plate outside, 2-2 evens it up. Last year, the Blue Jays were below 500, and I want to say 5 or 6 games back at about this time, came back and won the second half West. 3-2. So it can be done, especially with call-ups and the draft picks coming up. You never know how they're going to perform at this level. So it's not a foregone conclusion that Bradenton or Lakeland will either make the playoffs. That one inside, ball four. Toman able to draw the walk after being down 1-2 in the count. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas with a runner on first and two down. That's going to get Jared Gaynor out of the dugout for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, their pitching coach, one of two pitching coaches on the roster for Fort Myers. Trying to let Olivares get through this sixth inning. He's nodding, saying he's good to go. He's at 87 pitches. Keeps nodding towards his pitching coach, now heading back over to the dugout is Gaynor, and that's going to end the mound visit. So Olivares will stay in this ballgame. Fort Myers does have an arm ready to go. Righty-lefty matchup. Roque had the first hit of the night for the Blue Jays. That came in the fourth inning. Now the first pitch. That one ripped over the head of the first baseman, Duran, and into right field. Extra bases for Roque. They're waving around Toman. Picked up in the right field corner by McCusker. It goes to second. An RBI double scores Toman from first. Two RBIs on the night for Roque, and he's got a multi-hit night. Brings it to within one. Another RBI for Roque Salinas, and it's a 3-2 ball game. That's going to get acting manager Raiden Sierra out of the dugout for the Mighty Muscles. And that looks like it's going to be it for Jose Olivares. There's the signal, and Fort Myers will go to the pen. Olivares couldn't get through six. He does leave currently in line for the win, but he's responsible for that runner at third. He can't get the loss. But there's a chance the Blue Jays can keep him from getting the win. New arm coming in for Fort Myers. We'll talk about him when we return. 3-2 ball game with a runner at second. Two down here in this bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here. Bottom of the sixth, Brennan Orff is going to be the batter. New pitcher for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles is the right-hander, number 43, Juan Mendez. On for the 23rd time this year, a 5.01 ERA with a 2-3 record. Olivares goes 5 2/3. Two runs, one earned, but he leaves the potential tying run in scoring position. First pitch by Mendez to Orff is taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Roque Salinas with his second hit of the night, second RBI of the night as well, driving in his 34th of the year. He's standing in scoring position on second. The 1-0 is inside now, a 2-0 count to Brennan Orff. One walk and four Ks on the night for Olivares. If Mendez can keep that runner on second base, Olivares will be in line for the win. If not, he'll get a no decision. Righty kicks, fires, 2-0. That one in there on the outside corner. 2-1 the count. 0-2 on the night for Brennan Orff. Ground outs to first and to short. But he's got a chance to tie this game up here in this sixth inning. 2-1 pitch. In the air, left side. At third, Jay Harry right on the line. He'll make the grab with half, with his back feet in the outfield grass, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays get one back again. 3-2 ball game on the RBI double by Roque Salinas. We'll head on to the seventh. 2/3 of the way through this ball game. It's 3-2. We're back here, top of the seventh. Davis Feldman back out again. Pitching in now his fifth total inning. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Gregory Duran. Duran, the first baseman, 0-2 on the day with a walk. Two ground outs otherwise. The 1-0, that one just missed inside as well. 2-0 the count. Feldman already threw 3 1/3, 5 Ks. Just two hits on the night. 2-0 pitch. That one in there at the knees now, 2-1. Blue Jays getting one back, but leaving the potential tying runner in scoring position. We're okay with an RBI double with two outs, scoring Toman all the way from first base. 2-1 pitch. That one can't drop. 3-1 to the first batter of the inning. Bottom third due up. Duran, Harry, and Noisy. Three-one pitch. That one low. Ball four. Leadoff walk issued to Gregory Duran. That's going to bring up Jay Harry with a runner on first and nobody out. See some movement in the pen, but nobody's throwing any at all yet. Feldman now up to 61 pitches. Nowhere near his season high. First pitch, that one low. Taken for a ball by Harry. 1-0. Feldman back on June 13th against Lakeland. Went 5 1/3 on 101 pitches. That's the highest total by any Blue Jay so far this year. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike. 2-1 the count. Feldman hasn't really come anywhere near that 101 mark that we saw on June 13th. That one off the plate, now a 3-1 count. That came in just his second start for the team. A couple weeks removed from being an indie ball, where he was used to going 110 consistently. That one missed a little bit high. Feldman can't believe it. That one just missed that top of the zone. Looks like a pretty short zone for Jay Harry. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for a mound visit here with no outs in this seventh inning. Runners at first and second, back-to-back walks to start the inning. He issued two walks in the sixth, left both runners aboard. He's going to have to work a little bit harder to do the same here in this seventh. It's going to be Dylan Noisy. 1-for-2 on the day with a walk himself. He doubled in his only at bat against Feldman. That came in the fifth inning.
Center fielder, number 9, Dylan.
Now runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the seventh. Righty-righty matchup. Feldman's ready to go. Noisy still taking his time. Now he digs in. Feldman kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Edward Duran. Seven pitches in this inning. Nine have been for balls by Feldman after starting off attacking the Fort Myers hitters. That one misses as well, 2-0. Corners are playing a little bit in. The middle infield and double play depth for Dunedin. Feldman looking for a strikeout. Or an easy double play ball. That one low, a 3-0 count. Feldman losing his command a little bit here in this seventh inning. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Noisy's got the green light with the top of the order on deck. 3-0 pitch. That one right down the middle. Fastball at 91. He didn't have the green light. Looked like he wanted it. He did move the bat, but ultimately pulled it back. Three balls and a strike. Feldman comes set, kicks, deals. Ground ball foul, left side. Now back in the count is Feldman, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Two runners on and nobody out. Feldman back in the count. He comes set. Looks towards second. The pitch. That one in the air towards right. Over towards the line. Massone chasing after it. And he slides and he drops it in foul territory. Couldn't corral it in. That keeps Noisy alive. The count stays 3-2. Masone charging after it. He couldn't get there in time. That'll see Noisy survive and see another pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Full count pitch again. In the air, that's going to come back and out of play. Noisy stays alive again. Three balls, two strikes, two runners on. Feldman looking for the K. And the pitch. In the air, back and out of play again. Noisy again, fighting it off and staying alive. This will be Feldman's 75th pitch. There was somebody warming up in the pen. Righty comes set, kicks, fires again, fouled off again. This will be a 9-pitch at bat at least. Four straight foul balls by Dylan Noisy. The last three have kept him alive in the AB. Three and two. Pitch number nine. Caught and a miss. Gets him swinging. What a fight between Noisy and Feldman. Feldman comes out victorious, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Hernan Perez. Strikeout number six for Feldman. Now he's got a path to getting out of this inning. Runners on first and second. Perez up for the fifth time. Struck out swinging against Feldman to end the fifth inning. First pitch, that one in the dirt, kept in front by Duran. Keeping the runners at bay exactly where they are. 1-0 to start them off. Feldman taking his time again. Not shy about letting that pitch clock wind down. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball left side. Could be two. Picked up by Toman over to second for one. And first scooped by Orff. Keeps the mighty muscles off the board again. Lead off walk followed by another. Strikeout, then a double play ball. That'll see us go to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. It's still a one-run game. 3-2, Fort Myers leads.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Thank you.
thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh, a one-run ball game. Edward Duran's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Juan Mendez, who got the final out of that sixth inning, back here to start off the seventh. First pitch, misses inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Duran. Big double play, 5-4-3. Toman to Beltre to Orff with a big scoop by Orff. Get out of that jam with runners on first and second. That pitch missed the fastball. Now a 2-0 count. Two pop-ups on the day for Duran. 0-2. Righty-righty matchup. Mendez kicks, fires. That one way up high. Now a 3-0 count. Duran, Arnold, and Massone. 6-7-8 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Fort Myers clinging to a one-run lead. The righty kicks, fires, 3-0 pitch. That one in there. Fastball on that outer third. No sign of Duran swinging with a 3-0 count. Now the 3-1. Way up high. Ball four, leadoff walk issued to Edward Duran. That'll bring up Bryce Arnold. Just the second walk of the game issued by Fort Myers pitching. Compared to 10 already by Dunedin. Fort Myers with 7 hits and 10 walks. They've been leaving runners all over the place. First pitch to Arnold, taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays still working through their third time through the order. Mendez kicks, fires. Foul tip, stays in the mid of Olivar, 1-1. Seemed like Arnold had that fastball timed up. Just couldn't get the connection on it. 1-1. Out of the stretch, Mendez kicks, fires. That one, the slider. And there for a strike at 84. 1-2 the count. Looking again around the Florida State League. Lakeland still leading Clearwater. Top of the eighth, it's 4-2. Tampa has extended their lead as that one's ripped towards left, over towards the wall, and that one's going to be off the track, off the wall. Stopping at third is Duran. An extra base hit for Bryce Arnold, and the Blue Jays could be in business here in this seventh inning. Bryce Arnold with just his second hit as a Blue Jay. It's for extra bases. And puts Dunedin in great position to try and tie up the game, maybe even take the lead here in this seventh inning. Second and third, nobody out now for J.C. Massone. Infield comes in for Fort Myers. First pitch, that one inside. Taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off J.C. Doubled into left center field his last time up, 1-2 on the day. Righty-lefty matchup. Mendez kicks, fires. In the air towards left center. That should be enough to score Duran. Out there is Noisy, and it's caught by Perez. Throw is going to be to third. The Blue Jays have tied it up. Sacrifice fly. RBI by J.C. Massone. The Blue Jays come all the way back, scoring runs, a run in 3 out of the last 4 innings to tie up the ballgame. That brings up Jaden Rudd, now runner on second, one away. Massone with his 15th RBI of the year. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jaden. Oh for 2 on the day. 2 strikeouts, both on full counts. Looking to make right. He's got a chance to put the Blue Jays up for the first time tonight. 1-1. Slider caught that outside corner. Evens it up. Ball and a strike apiece. The 1-1. That one in the air towards left. Coming in is Perez. He'll have time. He'll settle. Makes the grab for out number two. That's going to bring up Nick Goodwin. 0-for-3 on the day. Runner still at second base. Blue Jays tying it up on the sacrifice fly by J.C. Masson. Bryce Arnold still out there in scoring position. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Starts him off with a slider, 0-1. There's another righty in the pen warming up for Fort Myers. The 0-1, that one inside, almost clipped him on the ribs. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, he gets out of the way. Ball and a strike. 20 pitches on the night for Mendez. Split right down the middle. 10 balls, 10 strikes. The 1-1. Foul tip. Off that back foot. Bounced off of that back foot of Goodwin. And into fair territory. Quickly calling that play dead was Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire. A 1-2 count now to Goodwin. Playing in his third single-A game, third professional game. The 1-2. That one ripped into left. Perez on his horse. He's going to slide, and he makes the grab. It's ruled by Isabella Robb, robbing Nick Goodwin of a base hit to potentially put the Blue Jays up. Nice play out there and left by Perez, keeping it tied. We'll head on to the eighth. 3-3. The Blue Jays have tied it up. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. Michael Brewer is the new pitcher for Dunedin, taking over for Davis Feldman, who went 4 1/3 in relief of Irv Carter. First pitch, he spikes that slider. 1-0 to start off Danny D'Andrade. D'Andrade, Olivar, and Keyshaw, 2-3-4 hitters, all due up in this half inning for Fort Myers. That one fouled back to the screen. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Feldman ends his day 4 1/3 of shutout baseball. That one fouled off right side. Two hits, and he got through some command issues late in his appearance. Four walks in the last two innings, but inducing a double play to end the seventh and keep Fort Myers from adding on to their lead, giving the Blue Jays a chance to tie it up, which they did in the bottom half of that inning. Now the 1-2 pitch. fouled off again. Just the second scoreless outing by Feldman. Now on a chopper, left side, charging it is Toman. Picks it up, throw across, is in time for the out. Nice play there by Tucker. Off balance throw. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Ricardo Olivar. 2 for 4 on the day.
Catcher number 24, Ricardo Olivar.
Two singles sandwiched by pop out and a ground out to short. One up, one down. Brewer kicks, fires, first pitch, misses down low. 1-0 to start him off. The 1-0, Brewer working quick. Another slider misses inside, 2-0 the count. Brewer on for the ninth time, an 0-1 record with a 6.41 ERA through 19 and two-thirds. That one upstairs. 3-0 the count. Had some trouble early on the last time he was out in his first inning of work in Tampa. That one misses just up high. A 4-pitch walk to Ricardo Olivar. Gave up 3 runs in his first inning of relief in Tampa a few days ago. But after that, back-to-back shutout innings. He looked really good in those last 2 innings of work. That was game 3 of that series. First pitch to Luke Keyshaw in there at the knees. 0-1 to start him off. Brewer kicks, fires the 0-1. That one off the plate outside. Fastball at 91. A ball and a strike. Fort Myers does have a righty warming up their pen. I believe that's going to be it for Juan Mendez. Brewer, the 1-1. That one skips, and a good pick there by Duran. Bounced in front of the plate, and he caught it on the hop. 2-1 the count to Keyshaw. Keyshaw 1-for-2 officially on the day. A walk and a sacrifice fly, as well as a double. The 2-1. Line shot into left center field. That one gets off the glove of Goodwin. I thought for sure that was going to the outfield. Goodwin picks it up and tries to get the force at second, but to no avail. Goodwin somehow got the glove on that. Goes down as an infield single, but I thought there was no chance of that ball being kept in the infield. Goodwin laying out to keep it from getting into left center field. A walk and what's going to be ruled an infield single. Puts runners on first and second. One out here in this eighth inning. Carson McCusker. 0-for-2 with 2 walks on the day. First pitch, that one inside corner, called a strike. Brewer, the non-drafted free agent, signed with the Blue Jays back in February of this year, just before spring training. That one, he yanked a slider, but Duran's able to keep that in front. Now a 1-1 count to McCusker. Righty-righty matchup. Brewer, the 24-year-old out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. The 1-1. That one in there. Nice slider. Get me over pitch. 1-2 the count. Runners on first and second. One away here in this eighth inning. Brewer comes set. And the 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Did he go around? They're saying he did. Isabella Robb calls out McCusker. No appeal. McCusker can't believe it. There was no appeal asked for by the home plate umpire. She ruled McCusker out at the plate. That's going to be the first strikeout of the night for Michael Brewer. 2 down here in this eighth inning. Brings up Rafael Cruz. First pitch to him. That one misses low and outside. Another righty-righty matchup. Brewer checking towards second now. Kicks, fires. That one just missed the outside corner. 2-0 the count. Cruz 1-for-4 on the day. RBI single his first time up. 0-for-3 since. Now the 2-0. That one gets behind Duran. Yank the slider. That's going to move both base runners up a bag. A 3-0 count to Cruz. Wild pitch, charge to Brewer. Now two runners in scoring position for Fort Myers. Gets away the force at any bag. And the 3-0. That one missed inside. A four-pitch walk again. That's going to load the bases up for Gregory Duran, the first baseman. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout. Bases loaded, two down, top of the eighth in the latter stages of this ballgame. After falling down 3-0 in the first two innings, Blue Jays have been able to hold Fort Myers without a run since and chip away and finally take the lead in the bottom half of the last, or rather, tie it up in the bottom half of the last inning. Trying to keep it a tie ball game now. Gregory Duran stepping in for the fifth time himself. 0-for-2 with two walks. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 94 on the gun that time by Brewer. Dialed up the fastball. 0-1 to start him off. Out of the windup, the pitch. That one missed upstairs. 94 again on the fastball. Brewer. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Wild swing there by Duran. Completely fooled on that inside slider. Now Brewer a strike away from getting out of this jam. One ball, two strikes. Brewer out of the windup. The 1-2 pitch. That one just misses the bottom of the zone. Slider just below the knees. 2-2 the count. Brewer working quick. 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. High fastball. Duran goes down swinging. Brewer leaves the bases loaded. We're on to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. It's still tied 3-3.
Won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up, boy, make me
don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride.
Right.
We're back here. Bottom half of the eighth. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for Dunedin. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is the right-hander number 37, Ricardo Velez. First pitch, that one in there on the outside corner. Slider catches. 0-1 to start him off. Righty out of the windup. The 0-1 pitch. Caught in a miss now. Down quickly 0-2 is Beltre. Michael Brewer with a big strikeout to strand runners all over the place, leaving the bases loaded in the top half of this frame. Now the Blue Jays offense has a chance to get to work and try and take their first lead of the night. Velez out of the windup. The 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Beltre. The slider outside got him to chase. One batter, one K for Velez. That does it for Juan Mendez. An inning and a third. One hit, one run, one walk. No strikeouts. That run was earned. You'll get a no decision out of the deal. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in. Velez out of the windup. The pitch. That one skips. 1-0 to start off Thoman. And Alex Sayer was just announced into the ballgame, taking over defensively for Hernan Perez. The 1-0, that one missed. 2-0 the count to Thoman. 0-2 on the day with a walk. He did reach on a fielder's choice. Each time he's reached, he's come around to score. Out of the windup, the 2-0 pitch. That one missed off the plate. 3-0 now to Thoman. Velez on for the 11th time for the Mighty Muscles this year. 1-0 with a 5.87 ERA. 15 and a third. Total innings worth of work. 3-0. That one in there. Just catches. A 3-1 count. Thoman didn't have the green light. Roque Salinas waiting on deck. Out of the stretch. Velez. Kicks, fires. Fouled off. Thoman. Little late. But he got the barrel on it. We couldn't keep it fair. 3-2. The count's now full. Three balls, two strikes. Velez taking his time. Now the pitch. Caught and a miss. Inside slider. Got Thoman to chase after it. Back-to-back Ks for Ricardo Velez. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Three to three ball game here, bottom half of the eighth, Blue Jays. Two down here in this bottom half of this eighth inning. Out of the windup, Velez kicks, fires, first pitch to Roque, fouled off, 0-1. Roque struck out on three pitches his first time up. Since then, RBI single and an RBI double. The 0-1. Fouls that one to the top of the screen. Now 0-2. Nobody warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays, so Brewer's going to come back out for the top of the ninth, it seems. And the 0-2 pitch. That one missed off the plate outside. 1-2, the count to Roque. Ball and two strikes. Velez. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Breaking ball low and inside. Roque goes down swinging. Three up, three down, three Ks. Velez strikes out the side. We'll head on to the ninth inning. If the Blue Jays are going to win this game, it's going to be on the walk-off. Ninth inning coming up here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. One, two, three, four.
every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top half of the ninth. 8-9 one-hitters due up in this half inning. Michael Brewer back out for a second inning worth of work. Jay Harry, Dylan Noisy, then back up to the top for Alex Sayer. First pitch fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Harry. 0-2 on the day with two walks. Brewer after two walks and an infield single, able to strike out the last batter of that eighth inning. Gregory Duran with the bases loaded to keep it tied. 1-1 the count. Rather 0-2 the count. Now the pitch in the air towards right. Coming in is Masson. Out's Beltre. Masson's going to call him off, and he'll make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. That'll bring up Dylan Noisy. 1-for-3 on the day with a double. A walk and a K. All nine spots in the order for Fort Myers have reached base in one way or another. That one missed just a little up. Two and oh the count to Noisy. Out of the windup, Brewer kicks, fires. Cut and a miss on a nasty slider. 2-1. Looking ahead to the ninth, it's going to be Brennan Orff, Edouard Duran, and Bryce Arnold. Ground ball over to second, picked by Beltre. Throw to first in time for the out. Two up, two down.
Left fielder.
That'll bring up Alex Sayer for the first time today. He was the defensive replacement. Bottom half of the last inning for Hernan Perez. First pitch missed for a ball. 1-0 to start off Sayer. On the year, batting .224, two home runs, 13 RBIs. Brewer quickly, the 1-0. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Goodwin. Sayer can fly, throw to first in time. Three up, three down for Brewer and the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth, a tie ball game. It's 3-3 here at TD Ballpark. It's going to be Brennan Orff, Edouard Duran, and Bryce Arnold. The 5-6-7 hitters due up with a chance to win it for Dunedin. Bottom of the ninth coming up here in Dunedin. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth inning, tie ball game 3-3. Ricardo Velez back here for his second inning worth of work. Struck out the side in the eighth. Now he's facing Brennan Orff, Edward Duran, and Bryce Arnold. 5-6-7 hitters all due up in this half inning for Dunedin. First pitch misses, skipped across the plate. 1-0 to start off Orff. 0-3 on the day. Looking for his first hit here at TD Ballpark. Out of the windup, Velez kicks, fires. That one up and out. Now a 2-0 count. Brewer, a 1-2-3 inning in the top half of this frame to keep it tied. Give the Blue Jays a chance here in the bottom half of this inning. The 2-0. That one missed. Maybe a little bit low. 3-0 the count. See if Orff's got the green light 3-0, but you could definitely use that base runner. 3-0 pitch. That one called a strike on the outside corner. Just caught. 3-1 the count to Orff. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. Ball four. Brennan Orff draws the leadoff walk. That puts the potential winning run on the base paths now for Edward Duran. Duran 0-2 on the day with a walk and a run scored. He came in to score on the sack fly by J.C. Masson that tied it up in the seventh inning. Runner on first, nobody out. Velez comes set out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Righty comes set again. The 1-0 to Duran. That one low and outside. 2-0 the count. Around the Florida State League, another game went final. Daytona tacked another five on. They beat St. Lucie 11-2. Everybody else is in the eighth or ninth inning. Pitch. Ground ball left side. Not hard enough for two. Over to second goes Orff, and the throw goes to first. Duran ground out to short, but it moves the potential winning run into scoring position. A productive out for Edward Duran. Any harder, and that could have been a double play. But instead, moving over into scoring position is Brennan Orff. One out for Bryce Arnold. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one in there. First pitch slider. 0-1. Arnold started off the day 0-2. He doubled his last time up. The righty comes set. The 0-1. Caught and a miss there. Another slider, 0-2. J.C. Masson waiting on deck. Now Arnold, who called time, digging back in. An 0-2 count with a runner in scoring position. Bottom of the ninth in a tie ball game. Velez staring over towards second. Now turns. Kicks, fires. That one inside. One and two now the count. Arnold digging back in. In his first game at TD Ballpark, both he and Orff in their first games at TD Ballpark. The 1-2. That one off the plate. Slider missed outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes out of the stretch. Velez comes set. Kicks, fires. Fouled back. Arnold stays alive, fouling off that slider. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Velez. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Slider got him to chase after it. Down swinging goes Bryce Arnold. Fourth strikeout for Velez. And it'll be up to J.C. Masson. Righty-lefty matchup. Masson, 1-for-2. Double in the fifth. And he sacrificed himself for the tying run in the seventh inning. First pitch. That one skips. 1-0 to start off Masson. Orff still over there at second base. Led off this inning with a walk. Velez has kept an eye on him the entire time. Turns, kicks, fires the 1-0. Line shot, up the middle, base hit for Masson. They're waving around Orff. Throw from center field by Noisy is not in time. A walk-off base hit for J.C. Masson. What a game he had tonight. J.C. Masson walks off the Mighty Muscles. Down 3-0 after 2. The Blue Jays chipped away and chipped away and chipped away. And J.C. Masson with a walk-off base hit to take game one of the series. What a game here to start off this six-game set against Fort Myers. The Blue Jays with a comeback victory, 4-3 win. Masson got doused out there in the infield. What a game here at TD Ballpark to start off this week before we hit the road for two after this series is done. What a game. Final lines are as follows. Mighty Muscle scored 3 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. Your Blue Jays, 4 runs on 5 hits. They committed no errors. The win goes to Michael Brewer, his first professional win. And the loss goes to Ricardo Velez. We are back here tomorrow night for game two of this six-game set. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And as always, can't wait to have you back. I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 4-3. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sugar in my water, yeah. Cause we single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city where.
If you come undone, painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my-